How's work?
Sucks.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, you know, not bad, actually. I met a girl. She's a cashier.
No way, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's her name?
White trash name, guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace.
Nope.
Speed run. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Luke, Becky?
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
Oh, I got you, guy. I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
Virtuoso performance from Mark Wahlberg and the voice also there of Seth MacFarlane, writer and director of Ted, which is out next Wednesday. The critic Catherine Bray has seen it. MacFarlane's best known, of course, to TV audiences for his animated series American Dad and Family Guy. Ted, his first cinema feature, has taken $160 million in the States. So did it make Catherine laugh?
I think there's some very good jokes in there. There's also some stuff that I really was not on board with, some kind of slightly problematic humour. But I saw it in a group of five people. One of them was laughing all the way through, absolutely lost it. I've never seen anyone laugh so much. And someone else just was stony-faced throughout. So I think it depends on your sense of humour.
So your problems with it are, could be something to do with you being female, maybe?
Yes, there's some kind of slightly dodgy gendered humour in there, I think. There's also some sort of, I mean, there's no problem with making jokes that touch on racial issues, but I think you have to be maybe a bit smarter than some of the stuff in Ted is.
So it's not enough just to be not PC, you've got to be funnier and not
absolutely,
PC.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Who's the target here? Is it the racist and the racial attitudes, or is it kind of laughing at people who maybe have been laughed at enough in decades gone by?